谢主，大家晚安。
Good evening, all of you.
我们在上个星期 完成了我们这一次的灵恩会。
Last week, we concluded with our spiritual convocation.
在过去两天，我们有圣职连连的灵修会，在主的带领之下，也顺利的完成。
And the past 2 days, we conducted the minister's workshop, and under the guidance of God, everything went very smoothly.
今天晚上开始就是我们一年一度加拿大教会的全国教会会议。
And beginning from this evening, we will begin with our annual National Church Conference.
我们有来自各地方的教会代表。
And we have with us here this evening many representatives from the various churches in
town. 要一起来商讨我们整个加拿大教会未来发展的方向。
And the past 2 days, we will discuss about the direction where the church work will be progressing.
所以我们特别求主带领，让我们所做的决定啊。 都能够合乎神的旨意。
And we pray for the guidance of God that whatever we do will be according to His will.
能够促进我们整个加拿大教会圣工的发展。
That through this NCC, it will propel the future of the holy work in Canada.
愿主耶稣祝福我们大家。
May our Lord Jesus bless all of us here.
今天晚上的聚会，想跟大家一起来学习一段圣经，互相勉励。
For this evening service, I'd like to share with you a passage from the Bible.
我们来看撒母耳记上第6章。
Please turn to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 6.
第7节。
Verse 7.
撒母耳记上6章第7节。
1 Samuel chapter 6 verse 7.
现在你们应当造一辆新车，将两只未曾负轭有辱的母牛套在车上，使牛犊回家去。 离开母牛，第8节。把神的约柜放在车上，将所献赔罪的金物装在匣子里，放在柜旁，将柜送去。第9节。你们要看车轴直行以色列的境界到伯士麦去，这个灾难就是神降在你们。 降在我们身上的，若是不然，便可以知道不是他的手击打我们，是我们偶然遇见的。以色列人因为他们的领导者离开了神。We
know that because the leader of the Israelites they have departed from God.
因为以利做士师40年。And
Eli has been a prophet for 40 years.
他跟神之间的关系很疏远。
A judge for 40 years, and his relationship with God.
说那个时候啊，没有神的话语，也没有从神来的启示。
Thus, at that time, there was no word from God nor any revelation.
所以当时以色列的信仰啊，几乎消失掉。
Thus, even the faith of the Israelite perished.
而且以利的两个儿子啊，虽然也做祭司，Eli's
two sons they were also priests.
但是他们犯了很严重的罪。Yet
they committed great sins.
抢夺神的祭物跟献祭的妇女苟合。They
robbed the offerings and sacrifices presented by the people.
那虽然神派先知啊，一直警戒他们，但是他们不听。Even
though our God through his prophets sent to them to warn them against their sin.
后来神就兴起敌人非利士人来跟以色列人打仗。
But when they did not repent, God sent their enemy Philistines to attack them.
以色列人大大的失败。
And we can see that the Israelites, they were defeated.
祭司死在战场上面。
And the priests, they die on the battleground.
神的约柜也被掳去了。
And the ark was also taken by the enemy.
以利的媳妇啊，难产死掉。
Eli's daughters-in-law, they were also killed.
他要死的时候，讲一句话说：“神的荣耀啊，离开以色列了。”
They died during the labor. It is because the glory of God had departed from Israel.
本来以色列国是神的国度。
Because we know that Israel is the kingdom of God.
以色列民是神的选民。
The Israelites, they are the chosen people of God.
神跟他们同在，是给他们很多的恩典。
God was always abiding with them and blessed them.
那是因为他们离开了神，所以神就不跟他们同在。
But yet, when they choose to depart from God, then God's presence.
所以他们征战就失败。
And at every battle, they lost.
神的荣耀就离开。
And then God's glory also departed.
那虽然非利士人啊，他们好像战胜了。
Even though superficially the Philistines they are the victors.
他们得到了以色列人的约柜，以为是一种战利品。
They thought that they have the ark as their war trophy.
他们很高兴，就放在他们偶像的庙里面。
And they placed the ark in the temple, in their temple.
但是我们知道啊。真神是独行其事的神。
But we know that our God is the true God and a holy God.
虽然以色列人以为说啊，他们得到神的约柜啊，会保护他们。
They thought that with the ark they will receive protection from God.
但是他们不晓得敬畏神，所以不但没有得到保护，反而灾难临到他们。
Because they did not revere or fear God, then God's protection was also taken away.
所以他们偶像啊就扑倒了，头手都断掉了。
But when we can also see that later on, the idols of the Philistines they fall before this ark.
整个城里面的人呢、啊、就生病了。
And all the people in the city they were stricken with diseases.
很多人呢、啊、大大惊慌啊，甚至吓死掉了。
They were all taken by surprise.
那所以。因为他们不晓得敬畏神，耶柜到的地方反而让他们啊没有得到祝福，反而带来一些灾难。
Because they were ungodly people, so wherever the ark came, it brought a lot of calamity to that region.
所以非利士人就说：“我们应当啊，赶快把以色列神的耶柜啊，把它送回去。”
Thus, the Philistines considered the ark as a curse, so they would like to get rid of the ark from.
所以虽然人没有办法彰显出神的荣耀，
even though people may not be able to bring glory to God,
但是神是独行其事的神。
But we know that our God is a holy and
perfect God. 他本身呢、啊、就会彰显出他的荣耀作为来。
And He will manifest His glory.
后来非利士人他们就商量好，怎么把以色列人的约柜把它送回去呢？
The Philistines then gathered together to discuss how they are going to transport the ark back to Israel.
所以他们就造了一个新车，啊，把约柜放在上面。
They decided to get a new cart ready and put the ark on it.
啊，又送了很多啊赔罪的礼物。
And they also offered up the a lot of gifts for the guilt offering.
他们说啊，如果这个牛带着这个车子一直自己走回到以色列地，这就是神在降罚给非利士人。
They said that if the ark goes up to its own territory, then means that means that the Lord has brought this great disaster on them.
不然的话，就是他们偶然遇到的灾难。
If it does not, then this only happened to them by chance.
后来两株母牛真的把约柜啊，没有人敢说的，他状况之下，啊，一直把这个。耶柜啊，就带回到以色列地来。
But the new cart with the ark was carried and transported and moved along to Israel by itself.
所以我们知道啊，神是在人间啊掌管一切。
We know that our God is sovereign God and He is in control.
让这些牛啊能够亲自把耶柜带回来。
So that the cows themselves can lead this, can carry this ark to Israel by themselves.
那从这两只母牛的身上啊，我想说我们可以来学习一个侍奉神的人呐、啊，啊，应当可以得到的一些属灵教训。
I believe that this attitude of these two cows it can be applied to our spiritual life.
圣经里面好多地方啊，谈到有关牛的事情。
We know that in the Bible mentioned a lot about instances about.
在古时代的农业社会里面，人牛很重要。
In the ancient farm culture, cows plays an important role.
啊，在圣经里面也常常提到牛。
And the Bible also mentioned several times about cows.
用牛来比喻神的工人。
Cows also prefigures God's workers.
我记得我们台湾的教会啊，最早三个教会都跟牛有关系。
The earliest churches in Taiwan, they all are related to cows.
啊，每三个教会的名称啊，地名都跟牛有关系。
And the names of this the earliest three churches in Taiwan, their names have something to do with the cow.
因为当时从中国大陆啊，道理传到台湾。
When the gospel was preached from China to Taiwan.
四天当中啊，建设了三间教会。
Within a period of 4 days, three churches were established.
啊，有一个教会啊，叫做牛二，牛挑弯，就是牛二。
And one of the church name in Chinese meant the yoke.
啊，一个是牛在罩住他嘴巴的。
And the second church, its name in Chinese is.
另外一个教会叫十二张犁，就犁田的犁。
And the third church, it's called like the plow.
啊，所以我们早期的工人啊，也真的好像牛一样。
We can also see that our early workers, they work like cows.
所以任劳任怨啊，牺牲奉献，很快就把道理传遍了整个台湾各地。
They were selfless workers and hardworking, and they are able to bring the truth to many places.
到现在啊，总共有300多间的教会。
And in Taiwan, presently there are more than 300 churches.
那所以我们可以从这个牛身上啊学到一些属灵的教训。
From the attitude of the cows, we can learn many spiritual lessons.
我们看箴言的十四章。
Please turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14.
第四节。
Verse 4.
箴言十四章第四节
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 4
说家里没有牛槽土干净土产加多乃凭牛力因为这个牛的力量很大
We know that an ox they have a great strength
啊，牛不会抱怨了就是任劳任怨你叫它耕田拉车再重的工作它都做
And an ox they never complain
啊，所以牛对整个家庭的帮助相当大。
Thus, an ox can bring many benefits and help to.
它可以增加很多很多的土产。
And they are also able to prosper the land.
让这个家庭啊带来富足。
And from because of this, they are able to bring prosperity to the household.
那刚刚谈到说啊，这两只母牛啊，他们是要把神的约柜从腓力斯地把它拖回到以色列地。
The duty of these two cows is to bring the ark back from Philistine to Israel.
那这两只牛啊是特别选出来的。
And these two cows, they were specially chosen.
这里面说啊，牛是洁净的动物。
We know from the Bible that cows are clean animals.
所以他们可以作为献祭啊，献给神使用。
Thus they can be offered up to God as sacrifices.
那表示我们一个服侍神的人啊。我们也要成为一个圣洁的器皿啊，才能够得到神的重用。
As a servants of God, we must be holy and sanctified in order for God to use us.
好像以赛亚先知啊，他曾经在不洁的人当中。
Isaiah, because he was among the unclean people.
啊，神的荣光向他显现以后，他发现自己的嘴巴不圣洁。
When the glory of God was shown upon him, he realized his own the uncleanness.
啊，他说我灭亡了，我生活在这个不洁净的人当中。
And he said, "Woe to me! I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips."
后来一个天使啊，就拿了一个火炭，把他嘴巴，把他啊，粘在他嘴巴上，把他的。不洁净啊，就把它消除掉。
Then one of the angels took a live coal and with a tongue touched his lips and then to clean him.
得到洁净以后啊，神的差遣就临到。
After Prophet Isaiah was cleansed, then he was sent by God.
他就成为神的先知。
He became God's prophet.
所以说啊，我们要追求圣洁的，作为一个圣洁的器皿，我们才能够合乎神使用。来预备行各样的善事。
Thus, we all must aspire to be clean vessels in order for us to be suitably used by God.
这两只母牛啊，被选有几个条件。
There are certain conditions that the two cows must fulfill in order to carry the ark back to.
在第七节里面讲到说啊，是没有负过恶的。
And these two cows must never have been yoked.
啊，是要圣洁啊，没有受到世界的辖制。
They must be clean and unblemished from the world.
没有被世俗的重担把它缠累。
They have never been yoked by the worries of the world.
啊，没有生活在那个罪中啊，啊才能够合乎神所用。
They have not lived under the sin of the world in order for God to use them.
我们有时候有些人啊，想要服侍主。
Sometimes we all like to serve God.
但是在生活上有时候没有注意。
However, in our daily life, we are not too cautious.
啊，甚至有的人啊，已经犯了很严重的罪。
And some people committed serious sins.
啊，虽然他们想说我要当教员，我要当教会的一些圣工啊，但是往往神不会用。
And even though they would like to become RE teachers or other workers in the church, but yet God will reject them.
所以要成为圣洁的器皿呢，才能够得到神的重用。
Thus we ourselves must be clean vessels in order for God to use us.
那这两只牛另外一个特色啊，就是要有乳。
And the two cows, one of their uniqueness is that they have been calved.
啊，因为刚刚生下小牛啊，所以有乳可以喂养小牛。
Because of this, they are able to feed the young.
我们一个人信主了以后啊，好像婴孩出生一样。
When we just believe in God, we are just like newborn babes.
说会羡慕那个属灵纯净的灵奶。
And we will love the pure milk.
啊，所以要做神的工人呢，啊，要有这个属灵的灵奶来喂养啊这些婴孩。
Thus, we must have this spirit in order to feed the babies.
所以保罗说啊，我好像那个慈爱的母亲呐、啊，啊，在乳养孩子一样。
Paul also considered himself as a parent to feed the young.
啊，借着神的道啊，慢慢的教导栽培，让他们灵性上不断的成长。
And through the truth of God's word, Paul was able to bring the believers to maturity.
我们看马拉基书第二章。
Please turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 2.
马拉基书第二章。
The book of Malachi, chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
马拉基书二章第七节。
Malachi, chapter 2, verse 7.
祭司的嘴里当存着知识，人里当由他口中寻求律法。因为他是万军之神的使者，古时候借着祭司啊，他来替百姓献祭赎罪。
In the ancient times, the priest on behalf of the people offer up offerings for them.
啊，祭司还有一个职责，就是要教导百姓律法。
Another duty of the priest is to instruct the people about the laws of God.
让他们遵循神的诫命。
So that they are able to walk in God's commandments.
啊，因为这个诫命啊，就是神跟百姓所立生命平安的约。
And this commandments is the covenant of peace and life.
啊，所以你遵守神的诫命啊，神就跟你同在，让你凡事亨通。
And if they obey the commandment of God, then God will abide with them and prosper them.
但是以色列国后来啊，他们的祭司啊。啊，就忘掉了他们应当尽的职分。
But however, as time progresses, the priests forgotten their original duties.
因为他们不明白神的律法。
They have lost all knowledge of God.
所以他们，啊，所以百姓啊，就因为没有属灵的知识，后来就灭亡了。
And because the people have no spiritual knowledge, they were destroyed.
我们看何西阿书第四章。
Please turn to the book of Hosea, chapter 4.
第六节。
Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6.
何西阿书四章第六节。
Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6.
说我的百姓因为没有知识而灭亡，你弃掉知识，我必弃掉你的儿女，使你不再给我做祭司。你既忘了你神的律法，我也必忘记你的儿女。第七节。
Verse 7.
祭司越发增多，就越发得罪我，我必使他们的荣耀变为羞辱。说本来祭司啊，他嘴里要存着神的律法。
The priests are supposed to retain knowledge in their tongue.
啊，所以百姓要从他们身上啊啊来得到教导。
And from the priests, the people will gain knowledge.
啊，能够明白神的旨意，能够走在正路上面。
To know the will of God, so that they will be able to walk in God's ways.
啊，但是后来这些祭司啊啊，他们却不晓得神的律法。
But it turned out the priests did not even know the laws of God.
所以他们没有办法好好教导百姓。
Thus they were miserable teachers to the people.
所以是百姓就违背律法犯罪啊啊离开神了。
Because of this, the people continued to sin against God.
所以因为他们没有尽到他们的职责，所以这些祭司啊，神也把他们弃绝掉了。
Because the priests did not fulfill their duties, God also in the end rejected them.
所以我们要做神的仆人呢、啊。还有好像祭司要存着属灵的知识。
In order to be God's servants, we are just like priests. We must have the knowledge of God.
所以要丰丰富富把神的道理存在我们心中啊。
We must let the word of God to dwell richly in our hearts.
我们就只要遵行，还可以引导人归向神。
Not only must we walk in God's ways ourselves, but we must also let the people.
所以以赛亚先知说啊，我每天早上起来的时候。
And Prophet Isaiah said, every morning when he got up,
我就把我的耳朵打开。
He said, I awakened my ear.
啊，把神的教训啊印在我的身上。
And I will let the word of God to be engraved in my heart.
所以我就遵行，没有违背。
I walk in His ways, and I do not transgress His.
还借着神所赐给我的话语来安慰扶持那些软弱的人。
And He gave, God has given him a tongue of the learned.To help those people who are weary.
以西结呀，神叫他做先知。
Ezekiel, he was called to be a prophet.
神说你要把那个书卷啊，把它吃下去。
And God instructed him to swallow the scroll.
啊，然后向着以色列人传讲。
And then to speak to the Israelites.
啊，要把神的话呀，先把它吸收，然后向万众人呐、啊、来做见证。
He himself must first eat the word of God in order to bear testimony to the people.
所以每一个要服侍神的人呢、啊，都要注重学习神的道。
In order for one to be a servant of God, we must pay careful attention to retaining God's words.
啊，神的话已丰丰富富存到我们的心里面。
And we pray that the word of God will dwell richly in our hearts.
我们自己本身遵行，还可以借着神的道理而来扶持帮助别人。
And when we obey God's words, we are able to lead others to God.
那这两只母牛就要被牵来，要让它离开它的小牛。
And when the two cows were to be led out of Philistine,
然后把那个车啊就套在它的身上。
And then the cart, the yoke was put upon it.
因为刚刚生下小牛，那为着要拉耶柜啊，所以他必须要离开他的小牛。
Because they were just, they've just weaned their young, they have to be slowly to be separated from their young.
啊，所以这有时候好像有点违背人性的。
Sometimes this sounds very cruel.
因为小牛还小，还在吃奶。
Because the young, they are still not.Wean and they still need this their milk.
但是为着要完成神的吩咐啊，要把耶柜拉回来。
However, because they have to fulfill the duties of God, they have to bring this cart.
他只有把小牛啊，忍心的把它放下来。
They have to leave their young behind.
我们有时候要做神的工也是一样。
Sometimes this is the same when we serve God.
有要有一些牺牲，有时候要离开我们自己所爱的。
Sometimes we have to have this sense of a sacrifice to leave our loved ones.
啊，摩西啊，他离开了埃及王宫的享受。
Moses, we know that he also left, left the pleasures of Egypt.
离开了埃及的财富。
And he also left the riches of Egypt.
放弃了王孙的地位。
And he also departed from his princely status.
因为他知道说啊，将来所要得到的赏赐更大更美。
Because he knew that just before him there's something more glorious.
我们要服侍神，常常有一些东西啊，我们要舍弃掉。
Sometimes when we serve God, there must be some things that we must give up.
主耶稣说，你们如果没有爱我胜过你们的父母、妻子、儿女。
Jesus also has this to say to us that if our love for Jesus does not surpass our
family, 不配做我的门徒,
then we are not worthy to be his disciples.
这不是说我们信主的人啊，就不要我们的父母、我们的亲人。
But Jesus does not mean that we are not supposed to love our family members.
当然，我们要爱心，更要需要爱我们的家人。
All the more when we become Christians, we must love our family members.
但是有时候为着神的工作啊，我们就要有一些牺牲。
However, sometimes for the sake of God's work, we must give up something.
我们早期一些传道人有时候出去三个月、半年。
Early workers, the preachers of the church, sometimes have to be absent from their home for 6 months.
所以他们在见证说啊，有时候回来的时候，小孩子小，小孩子都对父母亲都不认识了。
And then sometimes these preachers they will say that when they arrived home, even their own children will not recognize them.
传道回家的时候，小孩子赶快跑进到里面叫妈妈。
Their children will run away and to their mother.
妈妈，客人来了。
And they will say that, oh, we have a guest here.
有时候听起来有点心酸了哈。
And these preachers, they were saddened by this scene.
但是为着神的工啊，神的家，常常有这样的牺牲。
However, because for God's kingdom as well as for God's work, they must have this sense of a sacrifice.
我记得我去神学院的时候啊，我的大孩子五岁。
I remember when I first signed up for the theological seminary, my oldest son was only 5 years old.
我的小儿子啊，三岁半。
My daughter was 5 years old, and my son is only 3.
还没有去神学院之前啊，我下班回来啊，就是跟他们在一起。
And I was always with them after the classes.
后来到神学院以后啊，就要一个多月、两个月才回家一次。
I'm sorry, before I was a seminary student, I went home right after work. But after I was at the seminary, I was only able to go home after
第一次休假回家。
And the first time when I went home, after
假期满了以后啊，要回到神学院去。
And when my holidays were up, when it's time for me to go back to the school.
然后我拿着行李就要出门。
When I was about to leave the house with my luggage.
然后小儿子啊，抱着我的脚一直哭。
My youngest son hold on to my legs.
不让我走。
He would not let me go.
所以那个时候啊，有点心酸呐。
At that time, I was tormented inside my heart.
然后就跟着他一起回去，行李先放下来。
And then I have to comfort him and set him down.
跟他安慰一下，跟他谈谈话，然后等一下再走。
I comforted him, and then once he's settled down, I leave the house.
所以我们有时候要做神的工啊，必须要有这样的一些，算不上牺牲了，但是就是减少跟我们家人呢、相聚的时间。
Sometimes when we commit our life to God, we have to be ready to sacrifice our time with our family.
有时候我们在教会里面当负责人啊，或者是访问组、福音组的人也是一样。
Sometimes even becoming a church board member or a member of the gospel group of the care group, it is also the same.
因为我们要完成教会的工作。
Because we want to accomplish and finish the work of.
所以我们要牺牲休假的时间。
And we have to give up our vacation time.
我们要牺牲跟我们家人呢、相处的时间。
And we also have to sacrifice the time that we can spend with our families.
如果我们没有办法做这样的牺牲啊。很难就很难完成神的工作。
If you are not ready to give up all these, then it will not be easy for us to continue working for God.
他说这里要两只母牛啊同行。
And it here mentioned that there are two cows that pull the cart.
这告诉我们说啊，我们在做神的工作啊，我们必须要有同工。
This tells us that when we do God's work, it is better to do it two by two.
因为信仰上要有属灵的同伴。
Because it is important to have a companion.
我们也要祷告的同伴。
We also must have a prayer companion.
我们在侍奉当中啊，也要有同工啊。
And when we are serving God, it is also important to have a co-worker.
所以在传道书第四章里面说，两个人总比一个人好。
In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, it says that it is better for.
因为两个人可以一起扶持啊，一起劳苦，一起得到劳苦的果效。
Because then they will have a good return for their work.
家属孤身的话，遇到一些困难的事情就跌倒了，没有人扶持帮助。
Because when we work by ourselves, then when we fall down, there's no one to lift us up.
所以我们在圣工当中啊，一定要有同工。
Thus in our service for God, we must have a co-worker.
但是同工啊，必须要同心才能够同行。
To be a co-worker, we must be united in our hearts.
我们看到主耶稣在差遣工人的时候，叫他两个两个出去。
We can also see that when Jesus assigned his disciples, they were assigned two by two.
让他们在工作当中啊，可以互相的扶持，互相帮助。
So that they are able to support and help one another.
啊，所以我们也需要啊，有我们侍奉上的同伴。
Thus, in our service for God, we need a companion.
哎，有时候我们会觉得说啊，两个人呐、啊，意见不一样，有时候要同心，要同工，不容易。
Sometimes it is easier said than done, because sometimes these two workers may have conflicting views.
啊，但是我们要学习啊，怎么跟啊其他人啊一起同心啊来完成神的工作。
So all the more we have to learn on how to cooperate and complement one another.
啊，这是一种很重要的一种学习。
And this is an important teaching that each of us must learn.
我们看回来《撒母耳记上》的第六章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 6.
第十十二节。
Verse 12.
撒母耳记上第六章十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 6 verse 12.
说牛逐行大道，往博士麦去，一面走一面叫，不偏左右。非利士的首领跟在后面，直到博士麦的境界。那两只牛啊，拉着耶柜。
These two cows, they were pulling the cart.
他说：“直行大道啊，要、啊、往以色列的伯士麦的目标去。
”And they went straight up toward Beth Shemesh in Israel.
没有人赶车啊，但是他们知道要往伯士麦，走在这个正确的道路上面。
Even though there was no one leading the cart, yet these cows can. Go the right way.
逐行大道啊，不偏左不偏右。
They are always keeping on the road, and they do not turn right or to the left.
所以做神的工啊，要走在那个正确的道路上面。
Thus, to be God's workers, we must walk on the right path.
所以我们要固守真道的奥秘。
We must hold on to the mystery of the truth.
我们所领受的真道啊，要持守。
We must hold on fast to the truth of God's word.
啊，我们要按照神的正义啊，来分解神的道理。
And we must know how to discern God's truth.
啊，我们也要按照那个正确的目标啊，说向着那个标杆直跑。
And we must also walking in the straight path in the right direction.
啊，不偏左右，一直跑到领受基督的奖赏为止。
We must not turn to the right or to the left until we receive the crown of life.
所以这两只牛啊，他们是逐行在正道上面。
And we can see that these cows, they were walking on the straight right
path. 啊，不偏左右。
They did not turn to the right or to the left.
而且是一边走啊，啊一边叫。
And as they walk, they were also making sounds.
那这告诉我们呢、啊，我们一方面服侍神呢、啊。我们一方面也要做灵修的工作。
And this also tells us that as we serve God, we must also cultivate ourselves.
所以，以色列人跟亚玛力人打仗。
When the Israelites were fighting the Amorites.
一方面，耶稣也带着军队打。
Joshua was fighting the enemy down below.
但是摩西就带着亚伦、户珥在山上举手。
Moses took Hur and Aaron. And Moses raised up his hand.
结果摩西的举手影响到以色列人的胜败。
And the raising of Moses' hand determines the victory of the Israelites.
所以我们一方面做服侍的工作，但是我们不要忘记灵修。
When we serve God, we must not forget or neglect our own personal cultivation.
好像以色列人在重建属灵的城墙，重建以色列的城墙。
When the Israelites they were rebuilding the wall.
他们一手做工。又一手拿兵器。
Well, they're rebuilding the wall. One hand they were holding a sword, and the other hand they were holding the tool.
所以很快可以把这个耶路撒冷城啊重建起来。
Thus, with this in this manner, they're able to restore the Jerusalem temple.
啊，所以我们在侍奉当中啊，不要忘记灵修。
Thus, in our service, we must not neglect personal spiritual cultivation.
最后这两只牛拉着耶柜走完了全程，回到了以色列的伯色麦。
When the cows arrived in Beth Shemesh,
我们做神的工也要走完全程啊。
Here also tells us that when we do God's work, we must walk all the way through the town.
因为我们要把我们所得到的信仰要坚持到底，我们就在基督耶稣的恩典上有份。When
we hold on to our faith to the very end, then we will have a part in God's inheritance.
而我们也要完成神托付给我们的使命到底。
And we have to fulfill God's commission right to the very end.
我们就能够在耶稣基督里面有福分了。Then
only then we will have a part in our Lord Jesus.
请看希伯来书的第十二章。Please turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10. 希伯来书的第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
35节跟36节。Verses 35 and 36. 希伯来书十章35节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 and 36.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。36节。Verse 36. 你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。37节。Verse 37. 因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不延迟。 所以我们要忍耐到底，我们行完了神的旨意，就能够得到应许的福分。These
verse encourages to persevere so that after we have done the will of God, we will receive God's promise.
神给我们每一个人不一样的使命。God
has given each and individual one of us different commission.
我们能够服侍神的时间也都不一样。And
the time that we serve God is also very different.
主耶稣对彼得说， 你年老的时候，人家要把你迁到那个你不愿意去的地方。
Jesus told Peter that when you're old, you'll be led to the place where you would not like to be led.
就是告诉他将来要为主耶稣殉道。
It is Jesus forewarning him about his own martyrdom.
他就问说，那个旁边问约翰说，问那个约翰将来怎么样？
And then Peter later turned and said, "What about John?"
但是主耶稣说，我如果要让他一直留到我再来跟你有什么相干？
And then Jesus replied to Peter, "What has that got to do if I want him to live until I come again?"
因为每一个人从主领受的使命不一样。
Because we know that each and every one of us we receive different mission from God.
所以我们主要完成神托付给我们的使命。
As long as we have accomplished what Jesus has given to us,
忠心到底，我们就能够领受从神来的福分。
To be faithful right to the very end, and then we will receive His reward and promise.
有的人神给他工作的时间很短，只有短短几年。
Sometimes God allows a person to only work for Him for a few.
但是他在这短短的时间当中，他能够把握。
But yet this person may really treasure and cherish this short time.
做美好的工作。
And they are able to do the work well.
突然间，主耶稣接他回去，留下了美好的见证，就能够安然见主。
And when God took them home to heaven, they are able to be a good testimony for God.
所以我们人的生命不在乎长短。
Our life is not in the matter of the long or short.
要紧的就是 我们要明白神在我们活着的时候给我们什么样的使命。
What is important is that while we are living, we have to discover what is the mission that God has for us.
我们要忠心服侍主到底。
We must be a good and faithful servant for God.
有的人一开始的时候信仰很好。
Sometimes a person may start their faith as being very
sincere。非常的热心。
They are very earnest in their faith.
但是到了一半，他就 灰心了，退步了。But
halfway, they may be discouraged and not improve themselves.
没有办法做完全程，就失掉了福分。And
they are not able to complete this Christian walk, and they lost this reward.
所以我们要求主帮助我们，要侍奉到底。
Thus we must ask God to help us so that we will work to the very end.
啊，不管神给我们怎么样的使命。
No matter what kind of a mission or purpose God
has for us. 我们要做完全程。
We must complete it to the very end.
啊，到了伯士马以后。
After the cows arrived in Beth Shemesh.
以色列人啊，就把那个牛车啊，就把它砍掉了。
The Israelites then destroyed the cart.
啊，把那两只牛啊就杀掉，啊，献在一个磐石上啊，当做燔祭献给神。
And then the Israelites killed the two cows and sacrifice it as a burnt offering to the Lord.
有时候我们想想，一个服侍神的人呐、啊，就是这样。完全的牺牲奉献。
In reality, this is what God's worker look like. We totally give ourselves to God.
并不是说啊，我们完成了神的工作啊，我们一定要得到别人的称赞啊，把你高举。
It is not that when we complete God's work, we will end up receiving man's praises.
往往我们在服侍的工作当中、啊、要牺牲啊，奉献到底。
Sometimes, many times, as God's servants, we must sacrifice ourselves.
虽然我们现在在献祭啊，不是献牛献羊。
Now we are sacrificing ourselves. We are not sacrificing bulls or goats.
像保罗说、啊、我们要把我们的身心啊，一切都奉献给主。
That is why Paul encourages that we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
将我们的生命，我们所有的啊奉献给主，啊让主来使用我们。
To give our life and to give our all for God to use us.
啊，把身心呐、啊、当作活的祭物奉献给主。
And we present our life as a holy sacrifice.
那我们在活着的时候，我们就不再为自己活了。
Thus, we now no longer live to ourselves.
我们无论做什么事情，都是为着主而做的，为主来活。
And whatever we do, we do it for God, and we live for God.
啊，虽然我们为主牺牲一切呀、啊。我们所做的一切不会落空。
Even though we sacrifice our all, our reward will not be. We will have a reward.
彼得说啊，主啊，我们卑下一切来跟从你。
Peter told Jesus that we will leave our all and come and follow you.
我们能够得到什么呢
？And what will we get?
主耶稣说啊，今生得百倍，来世得永生。
And our Lord Jesus replied that in this life you will have many. Many returns, but in the future you will have many glorious rewards.
常常竭力做主的工啊，我们所做的工作果效就会随着将来领受主的奖赏。
When we aspire to do God's work, then the fruits of our labor will follow us to the very end.
所以保罗说啊，劳力的农夫会先得粮。
Thus Paul said, the farmer will reap his bountiful reward.
我们主要忠心服侍主啊，我们一定会得到。今生跟来世双重的福分。
As long as we are good and faithful servant of God, we will have reward in this life and in the life to come.
我们一起来唱诗。